Today feels incredibly heavy. We are sending our kids back to school after the tragedy that happened yesterday. But here's the reality and the truth of things. Every lunch that you packed, every shoe that you tied, every face that you washed and lotioned up, okay, every hug at the door is an act of courage. We are showing our babies, our little ones that we are sending off to school, that even in the face of fear, that our love for them and our desire to protect them is louder and is stronger than anything. Your words, your protection, and your affirmations and words of encouragement towards your children are going to be the shield or the ward that they carry with them all day long. Today, I want you guys to remember that fear does not get the final word, okay? Love does. Speaking up does. Standing up for our children. That's what gets the final word. And I know that this has happened time and time and time and time and time and time again, and it seems like nothing is changing. But I promise you guys, I know that we can be divided on so many different things. But to protect our babies is the one thing that we should always be united on. And when we are together on that fact, and we stand up, and we say that this is enough, there's nothing that can stop us from pushing forward our protection of our babies. And I just want you to know, I am sending strength to every single parent that is like me, that is sending their baby off to school after something like this has happened. You're not alone in your fear. You're not alone in feeling that weight on your chest and waiting for that weight to get lifted once your babies are back home in your arms. You're not alone. I'm sending strength to you. Don't forget to take a break from social media, from the news, and hold your babies a little tighter.